This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. It's a scandal that has rocked the Lakeland Police Department. 10 officers, some high-ranking, accused of having sex with employees and co-workers on the job, in the office, in police cars, and in public parks. And the Lakeland Ledger newspaper played a big role in bringing this scandal to light, proving, among other things, I guess, that local newspapers can still have that big of an impact on their communities. Here to talk about that is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
And joining us both by phone from Lakeland is the Ledger's editor, Lenore DeVore. Lenore, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Lenore, in an age where most papers barely have enough reporters left to cover the day-to-day, why did the Ledger invest so much time and effort into this story?
Well, it's actually a story that had been started 6 months ago when we started requesting public records, and we've been doing battle with the police department since then. We see this as something that the public really needs to know. It's a public safety issue. If police officers are doing things they're not supposed to be doing while on duty, how can they protect the public? We now have four reporters working full-time on the police department issues.
That's really amazing, Lenore, that you can devote so many resources to this issue. And you've been through a lot lately. You've been through a change of ownership, some financial restructuring. How has all that affected your ability as an editor to muscle up the resources that you need at a time like this?
It's really about priorities. And I'm very proud to say that we have hopefully not let anything, or at least not very much, slip through the cracks. When we reorganized, though, we put our priorities on reporters, so we were able to repurpose some positions and change them into reporters, and that has really helped us. I mean, we've been able to use those resources to focus on this story because it is a big one.
Lenore, let's talk about the people you do this for, the readers and their reaction. I know the Ledger just recently put up a paywall charging internet readers after so many page views. This kind of reporting helped that effort? I know readers' comments were pretty harsh about that. How are they reacting to the whole deal?
You know, we haven't heard anything about the paywall in relation to the reporting on this. What we have heard through many letters to the editor, people are disgusted with the police department, although they also do have support. And many people recognize that there are still a lot of people within the police department who do a fine job in protecting them every day.
Lenore DeVore, editor of the Lakeland Ledger, thanks for being here and thanks for all the explaining.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, Kelly, I guess this story proves that the little crusading newspaper isn't dead, but can this kind of story save it from eventual extinction?
Gosh, I wish it could, but it's not going to make much of a difference in the financial bottom line at the Lakeland Ledger or any other paper that does a big investigative piece. That's never sold enough papers to make much of a difference.
What if these papers do go dark eventually? Does that mean scandals like this go undetected?
That's entirely possible. There's this idea that in the future, as newspapers get smaller and smaller, that citizen journalists will spring up and that possibly local bloggers or other activists would be interested in covering a story like this. And then maybe later the newspaper would step in and finish the investigation. But I don't see that happening in every community. So it is entirely possible that if small town newspapers disappeared, that there would be absolutely no accountability for small town government.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project, thanks for shedding some light on old school journalism, alive and well for now.
You're welcome, Craig.